4 centimeters is good, but you're kind of like wishing for 8. Let's get this done.
Hello, friends, and welcome. We wanted to share our joy with you because 5 days ago, we had a new addition to the Yuzinski family. Her name?
Catherine Marie.
Many of you have been asking questions about what's been going on in our lives, and so we thought we'd take the opportunity to share our life with you as we've always been doing on these videos. Some of you had some questions that you had specifically for Janelle, and so we thought we'd go through the questions like this. So Janelle, question number one, was it a smooth pregnancy or was there a lot of complications?
I would say that it was a smooth pregnancy in the sense that, you know, pregnancy can be have its own little challenges in terms of like aches and pains and shortness of breath. I didn't have to go see a specialist or there was no concern in terms of the ultrasounds.
What about the actual birth?
The delivery?
Yeah, was there any complication?
Well, the delivery, no. The delivery, I think, was actually quite textbook. Yeah. Though for myself, I felt like it was really long and really hard. But that's what labor is. I feel like I can say I would gladly do it again in order to have a little baby like this. Though it was very hard. I think the harder part was leading up to the delivery.
Yeah, because you were a little bit anxious.
Yeah, I had a lot of anxiety. It was, I think, partially because I want to be in control of everything. And when it comes to when you go into labor, you just don't know when that's going to happen. We have other children that need to be tended to while mommy's not available. So it's like, what's going to happen with that? So I just needed to have some plans in place to kind of alleviate some of that. Also just trust that God's got a good plan in store for us, that he's going to take care of us and do my due diligence in the sense of planning, prepping, praying, getting my soul in order, and just setting the stage that God can do what he desires. But I kind of liken that prep time, like when I was very anxious, to my own little Garden of Gethsemane, where it's like, I know it's coming and I'm just suffering in the anticipation of it. In saying that, I feel like it was a huge grace because she came at 38 and 2 weeks. So that's a little bit earlier than, it's not my earliest baby, but it's earlier than the last few. So I had anticipated still being pregnant for probably another week and a bit. Every evening, I would just kind of have that Garden of Gethsemane moments. But so I'm just grateful she's here because I could still be pregnant right now.
Was this a home birth?
Yes, it was a home birth. This is our fourth home birth, water home birth. I had two in the hospital that were beautiful and great with our doctor as well. I went into labor at 10:45 at night, the night before. But at that point, it wasn't very painful. And my previous delivery was like 3 hours. So I was like, uh-oh. Is this going to progress really, really quickly? I contacted the midwife and she was like, do you want me to come? And I was like, you know what? They're not painful yet. She's like, if you want to call me in 15 minutes, call me in 15 minutes. Or if you want to call me in 2 hours, it's fine. Just know you're not bothering me. I called her at about 2:30 and she came at 3. And I was only 4 centimeters dilated. So when you're in labor, you're kind of like, 4 centimeters is good, but you're kind of like wishing for 8. And so then I'm like, wow, okay, so I still have a ways. So I just walked the stairs in our house because I'm like, I don't want this labor to stop. Like, let's get this done. So walked to try to progress things. And even so, like, I was like, I felt like it was taking a long time. My mom came to pick up the kids because I was starting to feel like, uh-oh, the kids are going to be waking up soon and I'm still not going to have had this baby. Like, I was hoping that she would have been born in the middle of the night. The kids just stay sleeping.
Which happened prior.
It's happened during one of our other
deliveries.
Kids go
to bed and they wake up and there's a new baby.
Yeah. So I was starting to feel a little bit like, okay, we need to get the kids out of the house. I don't want any kids around when I'm having a baby. It's just a little too distracting.
You think?
Yeah. I don't even want anyone touching me, you know?
Yeah.
So
I need to keep my distance.
Yeah. He's a very good listener. My mom came at 5:45 in the morning and picked up our children, brought them to her house. By 7:20, Catherine was born. It was a it was, like I said, textbook. I feel like everything progressed. The midwives were continuously checking her, monitoring me to make sure that there was no signs of any kind of complications. If there were, we would just directly go to the hospital. She hasn't even left our house in 5 days, and it's been a gift. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Next question someone was asking is, how is nursing going?
Can't say that I'm like an expert nurser. You know, some people are just made for nursing. I typically, by the time 1 year comes around, I'm like ready to be done. And I find these first few days always really, really challenging. It just takes a little bit for my body to get used to this. But then once that all kind of gets established, it's good. It's fine. I feel like I try to make sure to do things with proper technique because I know that's where you can start running into problems.
Another person was asking, what strategies do you do to cope with labor?
That's a really good one. When Ken and I were expecting our very first child, we took a birthing class that was put on by a Christian church. They really taught me a few things that I've carried throughout all of my 6 deliveries. One is the more fear you have, the more tension you have, which increases the pain. Asking God to come and to release you from that fear so that you can just allow your body to do what it's created to do, designed to do. I understand some women do have complications and whatnot, but for the most part, I would say that most women's bodies know what to do when it comes time to delivering a baby. A week prior to having her, I had just asked on Instagram what has helped other women. And one lady shared this image, and this is what one of the things that really helped me during this labor. She said she would just tell her baby, hold on to the hands of Mary and Jesus, and I will do the same. Okay. And just let them bring you out. And so that's what I did, and it really helped me a lot. Because I knew I was safe, and I knew that she was safe. Yeah, and just trusting that my body would do what it needed to do to just let those contractions bring the baby out. And I would envision her, like, descending with every contraction, getting closer to the end.
And you take pain medication?
No, I've never had an epidural or anything like that, though it is very tempting. I haven't. I've never taken nitrous oxide or anything like that during the deliveries. When we took that birthing class, I just was really filled with a lot of confidence knowing that my body would be okay and that the recovery might be better if I didn't, you know, do some of those things. And yeah, I've just never needed that. Mm-hmm. Not that I would be opposed to it if I had to.
And how are you recovering now?
I feel like this recovery has been the best, actually. The delivery prior to this one was 3 hours, and I feel like that was a little bit too quick and fierce, and I think the recovery was harder. Because this one was longer, I think it was about 8 hours or something. I feel like maybe the recovery is actually better. I don't know. I don't know what makes the recovery better, but it's like my after pains, like those are really, really painful the last few times. This time, they haven't been nearly as bad, though I have to say I have been taking pain meds after the delivery.
How are you spending your time now?
Spending my time nursing and trying to rest, and Ken's been doing all the work around the house. And my in-laws just came yesterday, so now they're with all the children. So I feel like that, too, makes a huge difference in terms of recovery time when a woman can just rest and just take the time that she needs to figure out the whole nursing and the new routines. Just one little thing that I want to say is if anyone is anticipating, like, you know, they're pregnant, going to have a baby, make sure you surround yourself with positive birthing stories. If all you're doing is reading all the worst case scenarios, it's going to fill you with fear. And the Lord doesn't want us to be filled with fear. He wants us to walk into this with confidence and to obviously to be with the proper healthcare professionals to help us. Just make sure to guard yourself from any of those scary stories. Because those stories don't have to be your story.
So friends, thank you so much for watching. We wanted to share our joy with you. We will continue to do so. Remember to subscribe, like this video, and share it if you feel other people would be blessed by Janelle's story here. And have a great day. God bless you.